Radio.Dominican.edu, live from courtside at Dominican University of California. Stuart Horn and Leah Rose with you tonight as the Penguins, a doubleheader tonight between, of course, the Penguins and the visiting Sunbirds from Fresno Pacific. Now with the pregame, here's Leah Rose.
The Lady Penguins have dropped their two most recent games, including a 70-68 score heartbreaker in overtime against Notre Dame Dana Moore on Saturday. Sarah Nelson, who was tied for third among women's basketball players in NCAA Division II block shots, averaging 3.06 blocks per game, leads Dominican with 10.8 points and 8.0 rebounds per game. Kimi Nakamura, who sank 6 three-pointers against Notre Dame Dana Moore, is adding 8.1 points per game, and Lauren Hyatt is adding 7.2 points per game. Tonight's opponents, after dropping the first 14 games of the season, FPU, Fresno Pacific University, has found a bit of a stride and has rattled off three consecutive victories, the most recent being 53-52 victory versus Hawaii Pacific University over the weekend. Kiera White is averaging 18.7 points per game, and Carrie Stefanoff is averaging 10.7 points and a team high of 7.1 rebounds per game.
Yeah, this is kind of a big one in that, as you mentioned, Leah Rose, the Fresno Pacific Lady Sunbirds got off to a weird start, losing all those games in a row, but now they're on a three-game winning streak. And the Penguin women would like to say something about that. We are ready for the national anthem. For those of you at home, please rise. Currently, the Penguin women in the PacWest standings are eighth place with a 4-5 record in conference, 5-12 overall. While the Sunbirds come in 12th place with a 3-7 mark, 3-14 overall. However, as Leah Rose mentioned, that can be a little bit deceiving in that three in a row, in conference no less, have been won by the visiting Sunbirds. We'll bring out the starting lineups now. For Fresno Pacific University under head coach Aaron Schultz, assisted by Jenny Thigpen and John Bonner, they'll be sending out number two, Brandy Blackwell, a 6-foot junior at forward out of Santa Barbara. Kayla Clement is number 14, a 5-foot-7 senior at guard out of Lemoore, California. She'll be followed by number 15, Carrie Stefanoff, a 5-foot-11 senior, the other forward out of Gardenia. Brianna Busick, a 5-foot-10 junior, is a forward out of Brea, California. And Kiera White, number 22, is a 5-foot-6 guard, a sophomore out of Bakersfield. That's your starting lineup for Fresno Pacific: Blackwell, Clement, Stefanoff, Busick, and White. For the Penguins, who are 4-5 in conference and 5-12 overall, head coach Brianna Chambers in her sixth season, she's assisted by the incredible basketball minds of Cornell Littlejohn and Curtis Akins, both men in their first year with the club. Coach Chambers sending out number one, Stephanie Carnes, the 5-foot-1 senior guard out of Fremont. Number 22 is Salonika Quaywan Owens, a 5-foot-8 junior out of Fairfield, new to the team, but really has been a tremendous part of the campaign so far. The three-point specialist is Kimi Nakamura, the 5-foot-6 senior out of Sacramento, went to Kennedy High School. Out of Oak Hills, number 34 is the 6-foot-2 sophomore Lauren Hyatt at center, getting the start. And Sarah Nelson, who also plays center, is going to get the start tonight. So Hyatt will be up front, Nelson will be in the middle. Nelson, number 44, is a 6-foot-4 sophomore out of Clayton. Of course, she wears number 44. That's Willie McCovey's old number, Leah Rose, as you know. We're welcoming in everybody watching worldwide on the CMCM in Marin County on the Stretch Network worldwide. Scott Calhoun, Biggie Bencomo, and Patrick Kayabyab working the cameras tonight. 20 minutes over hell, or overhead, as the case may be. Pardon me, Leah Rose, not over hell. Chili the Penguin is in the house. I'm happy to report. Tipped out Nelson. Owens comes up with it, and we're underway as the Penguins and the Sunbirds going at an NC2A doubleheader tonight. PacWest style. 1950 Owens, top of the key. Wide open shot from the free throw line. She buries the first one softly from 15 feet, 4 inches. And the Penguins lead 2-0. Bringing it up is Kiara White, the 5'6 sophomore. And foul on Carnes. Picks up her first. Brianna Busick will bring it in right in front of the broadcasting area, the 5'10 junior out of Brea. And they want to reset on the shot clock, which they get. With 19:32 to go. Leah Rose, kind of a stop in the action here. Things got off the right foot, and then everything slowed down.
It sure did.
Brandon Davis is in the house. He's here to fix things up. 19:29 now on the overhead. There we go, and the score is 1-0. 2-0, pardon me, with one foul.
Yes.
Boy, I'm all over the place tonight.
It's okay. It's okay, Stu.
A little rusty.
No, it's okay.
All right, thank you. 2-0 with one foul, 19:32 to go. Here we go, fans. I think we're back underway, and we are. Inbound, Sunbird ball. Off to our right. Blackwell's got it. She goes back to Busick. Over to Clement. Now driving in from the left side is Stefanoff. She takes it in to the end line, and it goes out into the Penguin cheerleaders off of one of the Penguins. Shot clock is off a little bit. Just 44 seconds into this one. Says 15, should be 17. Stefanoff will bring it in, right?
Yes.
Under the bucket on the short side. She's going to have to get it in around Sarah Nelson, which is no easy feat. Nelson is 6'4", Stefanoff at 5'11". She's got 5 seconds with which to work. They get it in. Oh, Hyatt had a hand on it for a second. Into Blackwell, into the corner. Ooh, almost thrown away, but Stefanoff comes up with it at the left elbow. She drives in over the top of Sarah Nelson, and too many steps. That gives the Penguins the ball with 19:06 to go. Inbounds Nakamura on the long end, no backcourt pressure. Carnes brings it up across the insignia, now backs out. Scoots over to the right to Kimmy, way out on the wing. Indoors to Nelson, turn around, Nelson air ball. Nelson had a pretty clean look. She could have taken just an instant longer, Leah Rose.
She could have. I think she just needs to readjust on her shot. I think those breaks kind of threw him off a little bit. Dominican started off good, and then the breaks just kind of threw him off.
Yeah, okay. That's a good call. Kiara White takes it in right side with the layup to tie the game at 2 for the Sunbirds. Carnes reverse end. Can't get the layup to fall. The 5-1 Carnes has it blocked twice on one shot. Kiara White will bring it back up. White, the 5'6" sophomore out of Bakersfield, gets it off with a no-look pass at the last second to Busick, who takes it in right side now. Penguins with the rebound. 18:10 to go, 2 apiece. Nakamura left side. Low bounce pass intended for Nelson, but it's stolen away by Blackwell. Middle of the court to White, who'll bring it up. White sets up the play. FPU in their road oranges with the black stripes down the side. Blackwell with a softie. She sets up the screen to Busick. Left side over to Stefanoff. Drives in under Sarah Nelson. Up left side, no. Hyatt with the rebound. Carnes now throws it up to Quiwon Owens, who has it batted away by White, but stays in bounds. Owens comes up with it, drives in left side on the baseline with a layup, no. 17.5 to go in the first. Chest pass up to White, into the corner. Three ball Clement, deep. Loose ball, everybody's after it. Owens gets one-on-one now against White. Jukes left, up off the glass, draws a foul. And it'll be on White, I believe.
Stu, this is the first time I've seen Owens in action, and I like what I see so far. She's
yeah,
very
yeah.
physical.
She's just joined the squad just a few games ago. She had an injury that kept her out for the first part of the season.
Oh.
And the free throw by Owens is no good, but she's an amazing player. And that's not an overstatement. She has gotten a ton of minutes the last couple of games, and very physical. As you mentioned, just 2.5 minutes into this one, and she's already established herself, although she misses both free throws here. 17-15, and the clock rolls. Stefanoff with a rebound, brings it up, dumps it off to White. Carnes is on her. Stefanoff now sets a screen. Goes up against Sarah Nelson, low bounce pass on the give and go to Busick. Perfectly played. Busick knocks it in. Stefanoff with the assist, 4-2, Fresno. Carnes will bring it up. She stays over to the right side, fakes a screen off of Hyatt, takes it herself, too much. Stefanoff with a rebound, White brings it up. Heaves it up, now to Busick. Left side, almost thrown away. Busick is able to handle it to Blackwell. Back over to Stefanoff on the elbow. Busick now up against Kimmy, looking for a play. Drives in soft side. Oh, she had all the time in the world, didn't take it. To Blackwell, over to the right now. Not much help. Clement drives in, back outside. White three ball left wing, in and out. Sarah Nelson rebound. Penguins in quick transition. Kimmy three ball right wing, in and out. Hyatt with the rebound with the put back, back up. No, no whistles, loose ball. Tipped out, Blackwell with a rebound. 16 minutes exactly, 4-2 Fresno here in the first. Busick now on the right wing. Dumps it off left side. Driving into Stefanoff. Walks with it. No, they call a jump ball, though Leah Rose was showing the universal signal for she thought she walked with it, but apparently it was a jumper. And I believe the Penguins are going to get it when we come back. 15:49. We'll stay right here. It's a media timeout. Leah Rose to my right, Stuart Horn with you on CMCM and all across the world on the Stretch Network. Happier alongside as the Penguins get ready to bring in two. That will be Noel Roldan and Marshall. Chili the Penguin is in the house. What do you see so far, Leah Rose? You're a basketball coach over at Centerfield High. And so far you mentioned that you like Owen's play, but what else is going on Penguin-wise that you see that is good?
Penguin-wise, I see that they are forcing Busick to shoot jump shots. I see that she likes to drive to the basket, but they're not letting her get to the basket, which is great on the defensive end. And also on the defensive end, they are limiting White's jump shots. I believe she gets most of her points off her jump shots just by looking at her form, and the one shot that she got up went in and out. So if they keep on limiting her jump shots, then they'll limit her scoring.
Okay, well, that's a pretty good breakdown, I'd say. And you're absolutely right. Owens is good on the mid-range jumper, although she can really, you know, she can drive to the hoop, too. She's very physical, as it is. And with 15:49 to go, the Penguins are only down by two. And, of course, it's very early in this one. And as you mentioned, kind of rusty getting this game off, not just for yours truly, but for the scoring table and the referees as well. So the Penguins are going to be bringing in Jesse Marshall and Noelle Roldan. She'll be out there with Owens, Sarah Nelson, and of course Jasmine Cox also entering the game for the first time tonight. So Roldan is guarding the inbounds attempt by Kayla Clement on the short end. While the advantage is to the offensive team here right under the bucket, it's also really hard to get it in. So Clements will do it again after it's tapped out by Roldan. They go to the top of the key. White has Marshall just plastered to her. White walks around the screen of Stefanoff, takes it herself off the glass, and drives it in pretty easily. Cox was outside, and Owens was outside off the end line. Two Penguins to bring the ball in to just one player. Right side, Roldan. Boy, she's thinking. She's always thinking three. 16 on the shot clock. She drifts to the left side and gives it away but gets it back. Now to Owens in the corner. 15-15 to go. Jasmine Cox, turnaround hook shot from close range, and that's a beauty. 6-4, the Penguins eke back, down by two. Quick transition, Stefanoff fires off, no. Cox gets wrapped up. And a whistle is called against Busick. That's the second. Busick has one, the 5'10 junior Busick. That's the second for the Sunbirds, one for the Penguins, as Sarah Nelson heads to the bench. And Nikki Gleason enters the game for the first time tonight. So Brianna Chambers mixing it up here. 14:56 as the clock rolls. Roldan comes up.
takes a quick pit stop over by the coach to verify the play. Drifts over to the right side, no pressure. White sticks a foot out, kicks it out of bounds. So the Penguins will get it back. Owens brings it in to Roldan with 14:43. Penguins down by two. Noel off the right side, uncontested. Boy, that was a good head fake, set up that whole play.
Right.
White brings it up, six all now, 14 and a half to go. White off of her own foot, gathers the ball up, being guarded so closely by Marshall. She's got to dump it off to Clement on the elbow. At the last second to Busick. Penguin cheerleaders have it. And the whistle is blown, and it went out off of Busick. 14-18 to go. Six apiece, Penguin ball. First half, as Roldan brings it up. Noelle Roldan sat out last season. Good to see her back. She's having a pretty good year so far. Roldan with another good head fake. Indoors to Cox. Has it stripped away. White's got it. That was batted away by Kayla Clement. Really quick hands on Clement inside of 14. White softly over the top to Stephanie Larson, a 6'2" sophomore out of Tustin. White on the play draws a foul. So the Penguins get it back.
I think the Dominican Lady Penguins are doing great on offense. Roldan is taking advantage of taking the ball to the hole. That, like you said, that head fake initiated a clear path lane for her, and I think she needs to continue to make plays like that.
That's a good call. She saw the soft side on the right and went ahead and fed head faked that way. Ill-advised jumper by Owens, and somehow it gets thrown out of bounds. Sunbird ball. Owens went up amid heavy traffic and tried to make a miracle. But it was going to take no less than a miracle. She didn't even come close to the hoop. Pushed out of bounds by Nikki Gleason. So Gleason gets her first and the Penguins second. Kayla Clement will bring it up against Noelle Roldan. Or bring it in, I should say. She gets it inbounds to Stevens. This is Chardae Stevens, long range, left wing, good two ball by Larson, her first bucket of the night, 8-6, Penguins trail, 13-18 to go. Noelle Roldan drives in left elbow, a little bit deep. Coming up on 13 minutes, rebound by Stevens, right side, out of bounds off of Clement. Stevens muffed it right into the Penguin bench.
And Stu on offense, I think, let's just slow it down just a little bit and start using that shot clock a little more.
Talking to Penguins?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes, okay. They need to slow it down on offense so they can get a better shot.
Why do you say that? For the better shot?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, some teams use a lot of the shot clock and others don't. You're absolutely right. Seems like when the Penguins are on, they're using it well. And the give and go from Danielle Yamauchi to Jasmine Cox is good to tie game. 8 apiece, 12:46. Top of the key, Larson doesn't want to fire. Boy, she had all day. Instead, she dumps it off backward to Kaylee Klobeck. Klobeck is a 5'9 senior out of Springville, Iowa. She walked with it, Klobeck did, and the Penguins get it back at the tie score. So Klobeck, or Larson, is out. And let's see, who came in her place? It looks like Blackwell's re-entered. Jumper from down low is no good. Rebound is taken by Julia Brew. Brew can't make it, but Marshall emerges from the pile with the ball. Oh, brother, Marshall gets smacked in the face by Rohrbacher. No, it's Kayla Clement. Didn't mean to, but peppered her right in the face with her left hand. 12:05, three ball rolled in.
There you go.
All day. Roldan got it to go from the front of the hoop. Three ball puts the Penguins up by three. 11-8, 11:59 to go in the first half of this one. Miss Rose and I will be back in 20 seconds. You're listening to NC2A Basketball on radio.dominican.edu.
11:59 to go, fans. And the ball is inbound by Fresno Pacific visiting the Conlin Center tonight. Clock rolls. Oh, left side is Shardé Stevens. Holy mackerel. Stevens went in and picked up a charge. She knocked all of the Penguins down. That was like a strike. She came flying in and
bowling for Penguins.
Picked up the spare. 11-8. Bucket is waved off. 11:43 in the clock rolls. Cox has got it. Top of the key over to Roldan. Out on the wing right in front of Chili the Penguin. Roldan takes the screen, sets it up to Cox, off the glass. Wow, what a nice play that was.
Very beautiful.
And the last 5 points, unanswered, have gone the way of the Penguins. Thanks to Noel Roldan. Left side now, driving over is Klobeck. Callie Klobeck is a 5'9 freshman. Loose ball after the missed three ball by Stevens. Penguins want a timeout after Julia Brew got tied up amid a whole bunch of sunburns. 11:06, Coach Chambers gets the timeout. Boy, she's a little lady with a big voice.
She is. I'm surprised the ref right next to us didn't hear her calling a timeout. The ref across the court heard her.
Yeah, that was interesting. 11:06 to go when we come back. 13-8, Penguin Radio. Here we go. 13-8, Penguins. Going up against the 3-7 Sunbirds from Fresno Pacific. Roldan will bring it up. Roldan throws it right into the outstretched arms of Shardé Stevens, but gets it back. Takes a screen again from Cox. Top of the key, soft jumper. Roldan deep. Loose ball. Rebound Blackwell. Stevens will bring it up against Marshall. Marshall's flanking her all the way. Stevens hangs with it, top of the key. To Stefanoff. Drives in herself. She goes up against Brew. Brew's getting slammed all over. Missed shot, rebound Blackwell. Kick out three ball to Sienna Gonzalez. She goes long range, no. Rebound Blackwell again. Left side, nobody home. Stefanoff on the way, in and out loose ball. Penguins finally come up with it after three shots on goal. And FPU couldn't work it. Yamauchi left side, Marshall three ball, short. Rebound Stevens. Kicked out long into the hands of Clement. I thought Clement double dribbled, but apparently not. Stefanoff, top of the key back to Clement. Clement's got the big brace up her left knee, as does Stevens. Here's a soft jumper off the glass. Stefanoff, good angle, made it easily. 13-10. Penguins on top in the backcourt. Roldan throws it up to Yamauchi on the end line, throws it out of bounds. Immediate timeout, so we'll stay right here. You're listening to NC2A Basketball from Dominican University of California, right here on Media Row. Well, since our last media timeout, not a lot of scoring has gone on. The big difference here, Leah Rose, has been the 5 points brought on by Noel Roldan.
Noel Roldan is balling, as I like to say. This lady is getting off great shots. I mean, she's not forcing any situations. She's using her screen. She's also looking for the rollers. She caught Jasmine Cotts on a couple rolls.
Yeah.
And Jasmine Cotts scored a couple points off of those rolls. I mean, she's making great decisions right now.
Yeah, that's true. She slowed it down, is exactly what you said the Penguins needed to do in order to get some good shots off. So she slowed things down. And the one play that she's pulled off a couple times in a row has been take the screen from Cox and then dump it down low. Now, one of those two times it worked beautifully right after Roldan converted the long three ball. Since then, they tried it one more time. It didn't work. But I like the way it looks, and I like the patience that the Penguins are demonstrating with 9:40 to go, 13-10. Two fouls, Penguins. Four fouls committed by the visiting Sunbirds from Fresno Pacific. Here we go. Melissa Boscarino has come into the game for the first time tonight. She's out there with Owens, Hyatt Nelson, and Yamauchi.
at the north baseline.
Penguins now on defense. Owens is out there on defense. White's got it. Top of the key with the blue socks on is Stefanoff. She goes left side. Three ball from long range. Missed it a little bit. Left was Clement. Stefanoff with a rebound. Nelson screens right into Chardé Stevens. And the shot is missed very low by Blackwell. Penguin ball. Yamauchi brings it up. Dumps it back off between the circles to Owens. Sarah Nelson to Boscarino. Yamauchi with a good foot fake left side. Owens thinks about it. Screen, Hyatt. Dump off Yamauchi. Three ball left wing. Just missed it a little bit left. Hyatt with the put back perfectly. 15-10. Boy, Hyatt was in perfect position, Leah Rose, with 8:42 to go.
Yes, she was still in perfect position. Grabbed the board and went back up with confidence.
White throws it away, and it'll be Penguin ball. So while White is really good with the hands and clearly the dominant guard on Fresno Pacific, she's chucked it away a couple of times here. Yamauchi brings it up against Clement with the knee brace on the left knee. Owens comes up. All the way down low with a nice pass to Hyatt. Couldn't make it, but Owens had created the separation. Got it to Hyatt, who steals it away, just stole it right away from Blackwell. Left Blackwell on her butt on the floor, took it back herself, 5-on-4, and made it. 17-10 with 8:10 to go in the first. Stefanoff left side against Nelson, blocked away. Boy, Nelson, so tough. Owens herself, right elbow, short, air ball. Kiara White takes it down. This 5'6" sophomore out of Bakersfield. She goes left side, heaves it off to Stevens, almost caught by Owens. FPU had a clean look on the soft side, but didn't take it. Thinking three ball now is Clement. She drives in left side to the free throw line, sticks it back to the top of the key to Stefanoff, good.
Stu, I'm looking forward to Lauren Hyatt getting the ball in this possession. I think from the beginning of the season to now, she's turned into a different monster, and I love to watch play basketball.
That's a good call. She's getting better every game. She was good coming in, but now she's just that much better. Owens streaks around Stefanoff, knocks her down a little bit. And Kayla Clement picks up a foul with 7:10 to go. 17-12, as the referees are over here at Media Row to talk with Brandon Davis, to talk to one of the fans who's really letting him have it. I think it's one of the men's basketball team, I'm not sure. But Brandon Davis is going to go talk to one of them, and we'll find out who it is he talks to. Since we have a media timeout, yes, in fact, Brandon Davis is going to talk to the men's basketball team sitting in the front row. And actually, they're not talking to the men's basketball team. It's one of the fans in the crowd. So 7-10, 17-12, the referees have issued a warning. That's always a good sign. In my book, Leah Rose, when the fans have got the referees ruffled, you know the fans are into it.
Welcome to Dominican. That's a welcoming right there.
Well, we don't, you know, come on now. There are a lot of teams around the league with crazier fans.
Oh, most definitely.
Than Dominican. But
it's just support and love. Good support.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd say if you don't get a warning, you're doing something wrong.
Exactly.
Although the referees would disagree with me. I'm not sure what the fans said. But I appreciate the enthusiasm. 7-10 to go, 17-12. Is the score here in the first. Five fouls committed by Fresno, two committed by the Penguins. And we're back underway, NC2A basketball, Dominican University of California. Boscarino will bring it in right in front of the ice box, the student cheering section here at Dominican. And right before that timeout, Clement picked up the foul, if I didn't mention it. Yamauchi now right side. Backs out, left-handed, Boscarino on the way, three ball, deep, loose ball. Hyatt reached over the top of the outstretched arms of Brianna Busick. So Hyatt gets her first, and Yamauchi will be replaced by Carnes. And Kimi Nakamura is in there for Boscarina. 6:52 to go. White's got it as the Penguins apply four in the backcourt. That's a lot of pressure back there. White brings it up, drifts over to the left side, dumps it off backwards to Busick. Right-handed hook shot over the top of Hyatt. No. Foul on Hyatt. That will put Brianna Busick, the 5'10 junior, on the line. Busick will go to the line with 6:38. That's the second on Hyatt. They come in the last 15 seconds. Busick knocks down the first one.
First free throw good for Busick. Checking in for the Penguins, number 14, Cox.
So Hyatt will head out and Cox in her place. Take a breather. 30 on the shot clock. As Busick nails them both.
Busick gets a pair for freshman Busick.
17-14, the Penguins on top with 6:35. Carnes has it stripped away and the score by Busick. A lot of pressure there in the backcourt. Carnes brings it up, gets it to Nelson. Now to Kimi Owens. Left side, Carnes, three ball on the way. Deep. Rebound White. She'll bring it up with 6:15 to go. Penguins up by just one now. Carnes had it stolen away for an instant. Backcourt. Backcourt penalty is committed by White after Stephanie Carnes knocked the ball out of her hand, so the Penguins get it back on the unforced error. It was forced. Forced by Carnes, the senior. 6:07 to go. Owens will bring it in. So Carnes up against White, screened out by Nelson. Turn around, thrown away. Loose ball. Who's going to come up with it? Everybody's got a hand on it. Owens, Kimi, Nelson, down low. Too much window. Put back, no. Owens was in good position, but fouled her on the way up. That's on Stevens. Shardae Stevens, a 5'10 freshman out of Sacramento, puts Owens on the line. 5:51 to go. And the free throw is good by Owens. 18-16. Kayla Clement will take a breather while Callie Rohrbacher, a 5'8 junior out of Brea, comes in her place. Second one by Owens is missed a mile left. And with the rebound is Jasmine Cox. Nakamura's got it to Carnes with a play by players, Leah Rose.
Carnes with the ball up top. Kicks it to the wing to Owens. Owens dribbling, weighing out her options, takes it all the way to the hole, left side layup, and misses. Fresno is in transition right now. White with the ball. Hasn't crossed half court yet. Good defense by Owens. White goes to the middle with the ball, kicks it out to the wing. Two. White with the ball up top again, shoots for three and makes it. The score is now 19-18 in favor of Fresno.
Boy, that was nice. Back and forth, just a series of screens until the Penguins backed off and gave her the clean look.
Indeed. Carnes passes it to wing to Kimi Nakamura. Carnes cuts through. Kimi drives to the basket, right-hand side. Not there. Kicks it out to up top to Sarah Nelson. Back down to Cox. Jasmine Cox with the left-hand layup. No good. White settled down her team and takes the ball up court.
Kind of half a hook shot there.
It was.
Kind of layup hook shot thing.
It was.
Didn't work.
White hands the ball off to Stevens. Stevens passes it back to White on the right wing. White kicks it back out to Stevens up top. And I cannot see the action because the referee's in the way. Carnes has the ball dribbling up court for Dominican. Nakamura to the right corner and makes the three. It is good. Score is now 21-19 in favor of Dominican.
Can you imagine that three ball bounced off of the rim so high it hit the shot clock and then fell in?
Yes, that nice rotation. And a three attempt by Fresno, and it is good. Number 33, Kaylee Kloba, with the three-pointer. So the score is now 22-21, Fresno.
Penguins are going to have to keep an eye on Klubeck. She's a lefty, and you can really see it on that stroke there.
Indeed.
Sometimes it's hard, as you know, hard to block the lefty when you're expecting him to come off the right side.
It really is. 3:34 left. Carnes with a layup, and the score is now 23-22. Fresno Pacific is in foul trouble with six fouls, so one more foul and bonus. White is making her move to the basket, forces the situation, but luckily gets a kick out to her teammate, Stevens. Stevens goes and drives to the for a layup, but misses the layup. Now Dominican is on a fast break with Kimi Nakamura, and she just passed the ball away. So now Fresno has the ball back. White is dribbling up the court, pulls up for a short jump shot, and misses. But Fresno gets the rebound.
Boy, this is back and forth.
It is. White kicks it out to the corner, but blocked by Jasmine Cox. And Kimi Nakamura is on a fast break, dribbling up court. No one wide. Ah, she found Owens. Owens for a short jumper, and it's no good. It's a little short.
Boy, was there. Is that a wide open shot?
That was wide open.
So once in a while, the shot's. It's almost like it's too clean. It's too good a shot.
Mm-hmm.
And the players, I think, tighten up at that moment of letting go of the ball.
Indeed. And great charge taken by Carnes. She sat there and waited for her to. She set up that charge very well.
With 2:29 to go, we have immediate timeout scheduled. NC2A basketball, Stuart Horn and Leah Rose with you courtside. Welcoming in everybody watching worldwide on the Stretch Network. And, of course, around Marin County on CMCM, Scott Calhoun and his crew, including Patrick Kayab-Yab on the cameras tonight. So it's nice to be here, Leah. It's a good game so far. Very close game, only a one-point game at this point between these two teams who are not that far away from each other statistically.
Not at all. Fresno is in Central California, so, I mean, it's really close. Really
and not only geographically, but 3-7 Fresno against the 4-5 Penguins.
Indeed.
Now the Penguins, though they're currently in 8th place, followed by Fresno Pacific down there in 12th place, or approximately, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12th place. The only difference here is one win. The Penguins with 4 and Fresno with 3. And here's the big thing, Fresno coming off of 3 in a row. If you just joined us and didn't hear Leah Rose in the pregame, Fresno has won 3 games in a row, and they're looking to stretch that winning streak. Penguins would like to break it, obviously. 2:29 to go, 23-22 Dominican. On the mic, Leah Rose.
Penguins coming in with some substitutions. Number 10, Julia Brew. Number 21, Noelle Rodon. And number 12, we have Danielle Yamauchi. And Yamauchi kicks the ball up court to Noelle Rodon. Finds Sarah Nelson down low, but she misses the shot attempt. And Fresno is taking the ball up court. Ball brought up court by White.
I don't think Nelson knew the ball was coming to her.
I don't think so either.
Rodon was driving in like she was going to take it.
I thought she had the lane. Really did. Fresno with the ball. And Gonzalez is working it. Finds her teammate, Busick. And she gets fouled underneath the basket. White 13 with the block. That is Jesse Marshall. And Fresno will inbound the ball. Inbounding the ball for Fresno is White. And she kicks it up top to her teammate Busick. Busick swings it to Stefanoff. And a clear layup for Busick on the cutter. Rodon is controlling the ball in the 2-2-1 press brought on by Fresno Pacific. But Dominican breaks it cleanly. I like to call a 2-2-1 press fast break infinite, because the whole opposite side of the court, backcourt, it's clear. There's only one person back. And so if you kick the ball, swing the ball up court, you'll easily get a fast break. We kind of missed out on that opportunity, but hopefully they'll make it up next possession. Fresno kicks it for a three-pointer, and it is no good. There's a little tussle for the ball, and we have a jump ball situation involving Jesse. Jesse Marshall will win possession of the jump ball situation, and The score is 23-24 in favor of Fresno with a minute 28 left in the first half.
She got wrapped up with Sienna Gonzalez, a 5'7" junior. Both ladies fell on the ball, and the Penguins got it on the arrow.
Break the press really well. Noelle Roldan is dribbling to the left corner, but she's trapped, but she kicks it back out to Yamauchi. And Yamauchi kicks it back to the corner of Roldan. Roldan is looking down low. She looks cross court to pass it to Brew. Brew takes the ball to the hole, and it's fouled, and she will shoot two free throws.
With 1:04 to go, now the Penguins trail by one, but have a chance to go up by one if both of these go.
Brew is getting set for her first free throw. It's good. Score is now tied 24-24 as she gets set for her second free throw. It is good again. Dominican is up 25-24. Also, they have a bonus situation. Fresno has 18 fouls.
1 minute to go.
1 minute to go. Fresno with the ball. Gonzalez. Oh, they kick it out to the wing to Busick. Busick misses the layup. She drives it to the basket, misses the layups. Yamauchi handling the ball. Pushing the ball up court. Roldan roping the ball up top, dribbling a little too much. But, oh, man. Okay, so now it's a turnover. Fresno is in possession. White has the ball in the right corner. Passes the ball up top to Stefanoff. Stefanoff takes the ball to the hole. Looks like she kicked off.
She did.
In the air. Like she kicked. White shoots, attempts a three but misses the shot. Yamauchi with the ball with 16 seconds left. And she slows the ball up for the last shot.
10 seconds now. Yamauchi's got it between the circles. She drives in, left side, 5. Now she fakes right, 3, 2. Sarah Nelson on the way. Buzzer, good! That's the half, Leah Rose. Wow.
Great way to end the half, Stu. The score is 27-24. Dominican is up, ending the first half of the game.
I can't imagine Fresno Pacific's head coach, Aaron Schultz, is too happy with the Penguins scoring with the buzzer going off as the ball's in the air. You always want to get that last score in, and why is that?
It was all patience. Yamauchi slowed the ball down up top, and they executed perfect. It's like they practiced that. I think they practiced that play many a times in practice.
Yeah.
Just buzzer situation play. Sarah Nelson popped out for her short-range jumper and hit it.
It's nice for the team to get that shot going into the clubhouse for a little extra momentum, yes?
Indeed. Yes, indeed.
All right. So the Penguins and the Sunbirds back and forth all night tonight at the half, 27-24. We'll be back in about 9 or 10 minutes. Leah will have the halftime extravaganza, all of the stats. She'll have her inside commentary as we take it to the second half right here on Penguin Radio Worldwide, radio.dominican.edu. All right, fans, with just a few seconds to go, here's Leah Rose of the first half stats.
First half stats. We have Jasmine Cox for the Dominican Lady Penguins with 6 points. Noelle Roldan with 5 points. Lauren Hyatt with 4. Kimmy Nakamura with 3. And Stephanie Carnes with 2 points so far, first half.
All right. 27-24. Tonight at an NC2A doubleheader here at the Conlon Center. 27-24 Penguins. Inbounds as Fresno Pacific attacks the Southern Hoop, and here we go with the second half. Clement has it at the top of the key against Kimmy Nakamura. She dumps it off down low to Stefanoff. Down low, and the Penguins force the issue into the backcourt. It's going to be a backcourt violation. Penguins will get it. And the Penguins will have it for the first time in the second half.
Stephanie Carnes, point guard, handling the ball. Kicks it out to the wing to Kimmy Nakamura. Kimmy Nakamura jab steps middle and goes right. Banks it off and it's good. Score is now 29-24 with 19:25 left. Dominican is up. Dominican throws in a press. Lauren Hyatt is back to save the basket. And you have Kimmy Nakamura guarding Kayla Clement. Causes a turnover, and now Dominican's ball once
kicked
again.
Kicked it again.
Kick ball.
Yeah. That was White, I believe, kicked it again. Second time tonight.
Second time. And for Dominican, we have Owens inbounding the ball. Two Carnes. A little full court pressure brought by Fresno, but Carnes takes it off pretty much until someone stopped her. Tried to dish it to Hyatt, but it was no good. Turnover. Now Fresno is on a fast break. White goes left corner, then swings it up top to Blackwell. Blackwell swings it back to the wing. And now you have Busick driving left, dishes it to Blackwell for a right-hand layup, but it was no good. And Sarah Nelson grabs the rebound. Carnes is handling the ball. Swings it right corner to Kimi Nakamura. She drives left. Not there. Uses her pivot foot, pump face, reverse pivots, and then goes up with the layup and gets fouled. So Kimi Nakamura will shoot two free throws.
Yeah, I don't know if she will because she had a contact lens pop out.
Uh-oh.
And she picked it up off of the floor. Now she's asking the trainer for two of them. She got them both bashed out.
Oh,
I've seen one pop out, but this is a double.
This is very rare.
Both of them came out, and now see what they do for Nakamura. They've got the solution that the trainer has run out, given her the solution. Let's see if she can get him in quickly. Huh? All right. No problem. Okay, 18:38 to go, fans. We'll say goodbye to Leah Rose for tonight. Good job. Thank you very much. Leah Rose off to her coaching duties. Nakamura's back on the line after replacing the contact lenses. Perfect. It's not easy to do. Get those things in under pressure and then come in. And she makes them both. Pretty good work there by the veteran Nakamura. 18:36 to go, fans. White's got it. Penguins by 7 now, 31-24. Outside Blackwell, left wing, Stefanoff, good. The assist from White got into the corner, and Stefanoff buries the long tray ball. 31-27 now, Carnes. Left side, Hyatt, all alone. Hyatt able to get it over the top of Blackwell easily. 33-27, coming up on 18 minutes now. Driving it baseline, Hyatt rushes in against the driving Stefanoff, who ends up on the floor and stays down. Stefanoff may have hurt her knee. She ran right into Hyatt on the way in. And Hyatt, there is a foul against Hyatt. Up on her feet now is Carrie Stefanoff to the line. She's limping around, but I think she'll be all right. 33-27 with 17:57 to go. Penguins will be on defense as Stefanoff, the 5'11 senior, goes to the line and misses the first one. Cox will come in as Hyatt will head out. We're inside of 18 minutes now, fans. Shardae Stevens, a 5'10 freshman out of Sacramento, getting ready to enter the game. Second one's good. Second free throw good. Subbing in for the Seabirds, number 24, Stevens. Checks in for 15, Stefanoff. 17:57 to go, 33-28, both teams with a foul apiece. Carnes has it, she brings it up right side, kick out. Back over to the right now, Kimi, three ball on the way, missed it right. Rebound by the charging Stevens. She brings it up, left side on the timeline. Finds the lane, kick over to the left wing. Three ball from the corner goes Clement, good. 33-31, 17 and a half to go. Owens brings it up to Steph. Kimi on the corner. She's got Clement all over. Clement with that big three a moment ago, keep it tight. Stephanie Carnes fires it through, loose ball. Picked up by Clement after the throwaway. Penguins by two, coming up on seven. Check it, 17. Driving in right side is Busick. Off the window, whistles. This will be on Owens. Busick, the 5'10 junior out of Brea, will stand on the line. First one's good. Busick is 3 for 3 now from the line. And it was a little bit deep. The second one's deep, so it's 33-32 with 17 exactly here in the first half. And on the rebound, the foul is committed by Brandy Blackwell, the 6-footer. Blackwell out of Santa Barbara is a junior. And that's the second foul committed by the Sunbirds. Penguin ball on the long end, no backcourt pressure. 17, and here goes the clock. Penguins by one here in the second half. Nakamura on the wing. She likes it out here, although she missed her last shot there. Fires it down low on the post to Sarah Nelson, who overthrows the basket with another air ball. That's two tonight for Nelson. Usually spot on. Nelson's shooting great this season. Turnaround jumper is deep by Blackwell. Nelson gets a hand on it. And the Penguins get it back. 16:37 to go here in the second. Chili, the Penguins in the house. Tonight we have a 6'4" Chili the Penguin, sometimes 5'4". You never know. Chili's height differs night to night. Carnes with a left-handed layup. Can't get it short. Dives in against White. White comes up with it. Three ball on the way. Missed it left. Cox with a rebound after it tipped out. 16-13. Timeout. A full timeout is called by Brianna Chambers. We're back in 20 seconds right here on radio.dominican.edu. She's got me dancing. She's got me dancing. She's got me dancing. Let's go one step behind. She's got me dancing. She's got me dancing. She's got me dancing. 16-13 to go, fans. Here we go. Second half action, and it's a one-point game. Carnes brings it up, now backs out. Throws it to the screening Owens, who gets it down there. Three ball, Kimmy on the way. Yes! Left corner, Nakamura. Boy, that was big. 15:55 to go. Get Nakamura heated up. It's exactly what the DUs could use. Penguins on defense now. Back and forth is Busick. She's on the elbow, now dumps it off backward to Stevens, who drives in, slams into Owens, sends Owens flying. An immediate timeout. We will not zero in on yours truly for the media timeout. In fact, we'll take 30 right here on Penguin Radio. NC2A basketball, Dominican University of California. .32 to go. Kimmy outside is 2 for 4. Perfect from the line, 3 for 5 from the field. Chardae Stevens, a 5'10 freshman out of Sacramento, stands on the line. First one is very deep. Second one's perfect. And the clock rolls. Penguin ball by three. 15:40, Carnes brings it up across the circle. Left-handed toss to Owens on the lane. Right side, Carnes thinks three ball with a head fake. Dumps it back off to Kimmy. To Owens in the corner. Softly intended for Nelson. Stolen away by Fresno Pacific's Busick. Backcourt forced by Owens into the hands of Stevens. She brings it up. Dumps it off left side of Busick. In the corner, out of bounds. Clement will bring it in. It was out off of Kimmy. 36-33. 15:10 to go. Penguins are going to bring in Julia Brew and Danielle Yamauchi. Carnes and Nelson will take a breather here in the second half. White's got it. She dribbles around right side. A little too much glass. Loose ball right in front of Chili the Penguin on the end line. Chili is not in play. Tipped out of bounds off of Cox. Sunbirds end up with it. Short side now. Right under the bucket. They get it into White. Out on the right wing. 14:54 to go. Top of the key, thinking three ball is Busick. No, she dumps it off to Blackwell, who drives it in down low from the left side. Perfectly, 36-35. Boy, that was sweet. Now Yamauchi has it between the circles, throws it away. Loose ball, Kimmy comes up with it. 14.5 to go. Left wing, Kimmy, three ball. Yes, Nakamura! Nakamura two in a row now from long range, 39-35. 14:15 to go. Owen sneaks up behind the dribbling Busick and knocks the ball into the icebox. Busick didn't see her coming, but Owens tapped the ball out of bounds. Sunbirds hang on to it. Now she steals it away. That's Cox. Stolen from Blackwell on the inbounds. Kimmy three ball right side. Oh, missed it a little bit deep. The rebound Busick. Well, Kimmy was running away as if she thought she made it. I think everybody thought she made it. Basket goes by White from the right side of the whistle on it. Basket counts, 39-37, 13:59. White to the line. Foul is committed by Salonika Kwiwon Owens inside of 14 minutes. Kelly Klubeck re-enters the game, the 5'9 senior. Free throw is missed. Inside of 14, here we go. Yamauchi brings it up across the circles. She goes over to Kimmy. Back out the left side. Into the corner, Owens. Yamauchi has a wide open shot. Owens thinks about three ball. Instead takes it the lane. Down low, I should say, on the end line. Missed the layup from the right side. Or from the left side, I should say, right-handed. It ends up in the hands of Kimmy, and they are able to get it back to Owens down low. She converts, 41-37, 13-22. Back and forth, Stevens. Stevens has it blocked and stripped away by Cox. Coming up on 13 minutes. Danielle into the corner. Kimmy head fake. Kimmy, 18-footer deep. Penguin cheerleaders end up with the ball, and the Penguins will get it back. Tipped out of bounds off of Klubeck. And Kimmy will take a breather. Back out there is Jesse Marshall, the 5'6 freshman. 13:05 to go in this one. It's going to come right down to it, 41-37. Inbounds, Penguins have it. Brew backs up, buckles no. Marshall with a putback, yes. 43-37. After Julia Brew missed the long range, but Marshall was in good position to put it back. Four fouls in the second half committed by the Penguins. Two by the Sunbirds. Left side, Klubeck draws the foul and the bucket counts. Klubeck out of Springville, Iowa. A transfer from Ellsworth Community College. She'll go to the line with an opportunity for a three-point play. 43-34, Brew with the foul. That's her first and the fifth for the team. Klubeck with an opportunity for the three-point play. Since the bucket counted, she only gets one here. On the way, short, loose ball. Everybody dives on it. Who emerges from the pile? Busick. She kicks it to White at the top of the key. No. Owens with a rebound. Dumps it off to Carnes. Penguin ball. 43-39, 12.5 to go. In the second half of this one, Brew left right wing. Three ball, short. Gets her own rebound after it goes off everybody. Down low to Cox, back out to Danielle, across to Owen, stolen away. Three on one in the hands of Busick, all alone, good. Busick picked it up and took it in, 43-41, coming up on 12 minutes. 12:05 to go, in fact. Brew again with a head fake. Cannot fake out Clement. Coach screams out the play and slows things down. Right side, Yamauchi. Now to Brew, from mid-range, good. 14-footer, that helps the effort, 45-41. 11:45 to go. Guys are scheduled to tip off in 45 minutes exactly at 7:30. 11.5 to go now for the women. Left side, White drives it in. Dump off at the last instant to Klubeck. gets her own rebound, back into the hands of Busick. Stevens has it now on the right wing, inside of 11 and a half. Busick drives in, left side, three ball, Clement, good. 45-44, FPU hanging very tough. Yamauchi drives in, had a clean look, dumps it off to Cox at the last second. Right side, Owens, as the Penguins reset. Now to Yamauchi, ooh, almost walked with it. Marshall's got it, drives in, Marshall tons of time, good. Marshall from the left side, and the runner is good inside of 11. Coming up on the end of the third quarter, 47-44. White has it now. I don't think White has sat tonight. Boy, she's played a lot. Klubeck between the circles. Gets it down low. And the runner by Busick from the left side, 47-46 Penguins. 10.5 to go. Oh, that Busick is tough. Left side, Marshall. Speaking of tough, back to Yamauchi, scissor legs. Tries to pick up a screen from Brew, can't get it. Right side, Owens drives baseline. All alone, Owens softly whistles. Going to be on Klubeck, I believe. Media timeout, but we are not going to be taking any media timeouts here. Scott Calhoun in the second half. 10-12 to go. We'll reserve those for the next game. 47-46, NC2A basketball on the radio home of the Penguins, radio.dominican.edu.
The road to Atlanta.
All right, fans, we are back with 10-12 to go. 47-46. The Penguins, who so far are shooting 35%. Let's see, for the game, 43%. So 35 in the first half. They've improved to 43 overall. Fresno Pacific, 30% in the first half, 36.5 in the second half. So both teams getting better from the field. Penguins just a little bit better. And points-wise, only by one. Owens will shoot two from the line. Salonika Quewan Owens, the new get for the Dominicans. First one is very deep. And way right, both. She bounces it three or four times. Now back spins on the way, in and out. And she missed them both. Owens from the line now is 1 for 6 tonight. And driving in from the right side after FPU is able to box out is White. She's fouled, and that's committed by Sarah Nelson. That's Nelson's first, the sixth here in the second half. We're at 10 minutes exactly, so three quarters of play behind us. White will go to the line for a pair, and this one goes and it's tied at 47. So Owens will take a breather and Kimi Nakamura re-enters. Second one by White is good, and for the first time in a while, the Penguins trail. 48-47, Fresno Pacific. Clock rolls, we're in the fourth quarter now. Roldan gets it over to Marshall on the left wing. Back to Kimmy. Kimmy's going to have to get hot. She throws it away. White's got it after it was swiped away by Busick. She drives it in right side. No. Loose ball. FPU ball. Back outside is Stevens. Right wing, White. Three ball. No. Rebound taken by Klubeck. No. Three shots on goal. FPU can't get it to go. Finally, Stevens hits the bottom of the backboard. And Nelson draws another one. No, it's on Marshall. Her second. 48-47. And Shardae Stevens will shoot it. Sunbirds have two in the backcourt as Stevens makes the first one. It's a two-point advantage now for Fresno. 49-47, 9:29 to go. Stevens on the way, and these are good. So Stevens knocks those two down, and she's now 3-4-5 from the free throw line. 50-47, 9:28. Full timeout, Fresno. We're back in 20. Radio.Dominican.edu. .925 to go. Penguins trail by three here in the fourth quarter. Roll Dan over to the left side of Nakamura. Goes three ball to tie it. No. Boy, it was in for a long time, but it kicked out. Nelson hits the deck. 5-on-4 now. White at midcourt. Brings it up 9 minutes and 5 seconds. White on the baseline. Into the corner. Three ball. Fired up by Clement. Hits the side of the backboard. Out of bounds on a poor pass by Stevens, subsequent to the side of the backboard, getting whacked by Clement. 50-47 inside of 9 minutes now, fans. Cox gets ready to re-enter the game. At the next break, Roldan comes up, left side. Roldan has it swiped away from her. She just let the dribble get a little too far away from her. Swiped by Busick. Busick buries it from the left side and draws a foul. Basket counts, and Busick will go to the line. And Roldan drew the foul. So not only did Roldan cough it up, but then she drew the foul and she gets yanked. Marshall out, Brew out. Owens back in, Cox back in. Nakamura, Yamauchi, and Nelson on the floor for Coach Chambers. Free throw is good, 53-47. Penguins gotta get something going, down by six. Yamauchi brings it up, Danielle now backs out. As she runs into Busick. Kimmy now on the left wing, takes a screen from Cox. Back to the right. Yamauchi has nowhere to go with it. Ooh, boy, she almost pinched it. Left side, Nakamura. 20-footer, no. Nelson with a rebound. Cox with a soft jumper, close range. Deep, loose ball. Busick rebound. Clement brings it up left side. 8:13 to go now. 53-47, the Penguins trail. Right side hitting the other side of the backboard is Stevens. She drives it in right side, smashed. Sarah Nelson right in the mouth. And Nelson not only gets whacked in the teeth, but draws a foul, her second. Ninth team foul. 53-47. 8:05 to go. Coach has a discussion with the referee. Free throw is good. Referee says Nelson can't stand under the bucket like that and move and put the hands up. 54-47, 8:05. And re-entering the game now is Sienna Gonzalez. Second one's good. And Fresno's making everything from the line when they need to. 55-47 coming up on 8 minutes. Yamauchi, top of the key from Cox. Kicked off of the foot by Clement. Penguin ball in front of the Penguin bench. An immediate timeout. We're back in 27, or 20 seconds, I should say, with 7:57 to go, 55-47. Penguin Radio, Dominican University. .757 to go, fans, 55-47. Penguin ball on the sideline. Yamauchi has it now. She drifts over to the left side. Penguin basketball from the Conlon Center here at Dominican University of California. Stuart Horn with you tonight. Men's game scheduled to tip off 25 minutes following the conclusion of this one. Three ball, Kimmy, left wing, yes. 55-50. After Nakamura buries the big tray, and that's huge. It's exactly what the doctor ordered. Penguins really needed it. Yamauchi will bring it up now. 55-50, as mentioned, 7:20 to go. DU's with a good stop. They bring it back the other way. Nelson off the glass. Yes, Sarah Nelson. All of a sudden, here come the DU's. Five unanswered. Coming up on 7 minutes, 55-52. This is where Brianna Chambers' girls are so good. Coming down the stretch. Back and forth. Busick has it. It's been Busick all night. Busick and White I've gotten so many minutes. Outside three ball on the way from the corner. Sienna Gonzalez is good. 58-52. The lefty Gonzalez knocks it down. 6:40 to go. Owens has it. Down low intended for Nelson. Thrown away again. Penguins passing in the second half has been ugly. Stevens kicks it off to Busick. Right side. Gonzalez sticks an arm out. Able to get around the top of the key to Busick. Left side runs it in around Sarah Nelson. Good. 60-52. 6:15 to go in the second half. Yamauchi brings it up. Penguins are going to have to work quickly now. Outside Owens. Head fake Owens. On the way. Owens, yes. Drops a soft one from 9 feet. 6 minutes exactly, fans. 60-54. DU's trail. Busick now crosses the center of the court to the right side. She's up against Cox, who looked away. She got the pass off down low. Offensive foul. They give the ball back to the Penguins. It's a charging foul. Charge is called on Busick. And the Penguins are going to sub in a couple. Hyatt for Nelson. And Marshall for Owens. 60-54, 5:50 to go. And right down to the wire on this one. Carnes now left side against Marshall with a head fake. Down low to Hyatt. Hyatt in traffic. Hyatt's got Busick in trouble. Right side, Kimmy, three ball. No, a little bit deep. Marshall with a rebound. Back to Carnes. In the corner, Marshall on the way, three. Oh, short. Busick gets wrapped up with Nakamura and hits the deck hard again. Second time tonight, Busick has hit the deck. And she's going to take a breather down there. She's not going to get up for a second. She came down on her wrists and her knees at the same time. Really looked like she hit her wrists harder than anything. She pops back up eventually and walks it off. 5:30 to go. Penguins trail by 60-54. And to the other end go both squads. Busick will have a chance for two. And it was eventually called on Hyatt to put the Sunbirds in the double bonus. Busick on the way. Good. Well, Busick steps back in her just as she lets the ball go. She pulls the right foot back and kind of leans into it. And she does it again, and they're both good. So whatever she's doing it well. 5.5 to go. Penguins trail by 8, 62-54. These are going to have to get it going. Marshall inbounds to Carnes. Clock rolls. Steph, right side. Kimmy. Kimmy's got Clement all over. Cox, top of the key. Three ball Kimmy straight away. Yes! 62-57. Nakamura closes the gap a little bit. Gonzalez now. Penguins need a couple of big stops right here. Right side White. They get the stop as she White comes off short. Marshall with a rebound. Inside of 5 minutes. Carnes is going to survey. Right side Kimmy. Clements on her. Marshall calls Kimmy over. Steph goes baseline to Marshall with a head fake. Top of the key, Kimmy thinking about it. Drives in, soft jumper, 12-footer, yes. 4.5 to go now, 62-59. The Penguins are right there. White now slowly brings it up across the timeline, 4.5. Stevens takes it herself. Stevens off the backboard, good. 64-59, right side. Brianna Chambers calls a full timeout, 4:13 to go. Penguins trail by only 5 now. We're back in 20, Penguin Radio. Four 13 to go, Carnes brings it up. Left side, Steph, glass short, gets her own rebound. Heaves it out to Marshall, three ball on the way. Oh, brother. So close. Put back, though, after the miss by Cox is good. 64-61. Three-point game. 3 minutes and 50 seconds. 3-5-0. White brings it up. Goes behind the back against Carnes. Left side. Oh, White almost had it get away from her. Gonzalez has it. Now she goes top of the key over to Stevens. Drifts over left side. Stevens all alone. Kick out into the corner. Clement three ball. Uh-oh. 67-61. That's huge. Seems like all of the Sunbirds from beyond the arc can hit at any time. Stevens, Clement. They're all pretty good out there. Kimmy from the right elbow missed it short. Coming up on 3 minutes, 67-61. White brings it up, going to kill some of the clock now. Stephanie Carnes knocks it into media row with 3:03 to go. There's a media timeout. We'll take a break. 67-61, back in 20 radio. Dominican.edu. .303 to go, fans. 67-61. Boy, the Penguins have just been right there here in the second half. White will have it on the free throw line with 3:03 to go. White fires it off. And makes it with the music going in the house. Second one goes down too. So she can make them with or without the music. 69-61, 3:03 to go. 3 minutes to go. Here we go, fans. The clock rolls. Steph's got it. Penguins trail by 8. Carnes on the wing. Penguins got to get something going. They have no chance for errors here, and Carnes throws it away. White has it, 2:45. Sunbirds have only committed 4 fouls here in the second half. Penguins have been very aggressive with more than 10. Three ball goes off from the left wing by Gonzalez. No. Carnes with a rebound. Coach insists to push it. Do it quickly. 2.5 to go, fans. Owens has it with a fake. Owens takes it in herself. Has it get away from her. Owens falls on it. Loose ball. White comes up with it. 2:15 to go. That's not good. The Penguins need the last two possessions. They've given it away. White on the way. Too much window. No. Put back by Klubeck is good. 71-61. 2 minutes to go. That could have done it right there. Penguins still have an opportunity, but they have no more room for error. I know I said that in the previous sequence, but it's oh so true now. 1:45 to go. Owens, top of the key, 11 on the shot clock. Steph off the window, underhanded left side, no. Rebounds Clement, she brings it up. And the Penguins in the backcourt are forcing the issue. 90 seconds to go, fans. Penguins down by 10. Stevens has it. Now they're just going to eat a lot of the clock. Gonzalez drives in. Down low. Klubeck two. Yes. Penguins had all their pressure outside. 73-61 with 1:11 to go. Kimmy down to a knee. Coming up on 1 minute. Penguins down by 12. They need Nakamura to knock him down fast. Soft jumper, Owens from 12 feet, good. 55 seconds, inbounds. They bring it up, Clement. Penguins have no pressure in the backcourt, they need some. Now they bring it up to White. 22 on the shot, 46 overhead. 73-63. And FPU is just really using the clock nicely here. Left side. Back over to the right. White's got it with 12. Into the corner. Gonzalez, 9. White. Nakamura on her. White behind the back. 5. Drives in. 3 ball. On the way. Clement. Deep. Shot clock resets. 24. That's going to do it for the shot clock. Marshall's got it. Soft jumper. Close range. Missed it. Rebound Cox. Cox got wrapped up with Clement. 16.5 seconds to go. Clement comes up limping. Foul is committed by Klubeck. And that will put Marshall on the free throw line. Oh, double T. On Cox and on Klubeck. Offsetting. So Marshall will stay on. No, she will. He pulls her off the line. Penguin ball on the end line. 16 and a half seconds to go. Penguins trail by 10. Busek comes back in place of Klubeck. 12 seconds to go. Marshall's got it. End line. Marshall softly short. Rebound goes the way of FPU. Clement's going to get it with 7 seconds to go. They bring it in. Clement off the feet of Nakamura. Foul is committed by Jasmine Cox with 4.8 seconds to go, which is going to simply prolong the agony as Clement will go to the line. Clement was hobbled a little bit on the previous sequence. She's got the left knee in a brace. And she makes the first one. And Clement stands back in and makes them both for good measure. And they put it up on the board, 74-63, 75-63. Three ball Marshall on the buzzer. It's good. But the final score is 75-66 in favor of Fresno Pacific. So the Sunbirds improve to 4-7, 4-14 overall. They're on a four-game winning streak. The Penguins drop back to, let's see, to 5-13 overall, 4-6 in conference. And that will have a significant impact on the standings. We will have the men's game for you coming up in 25 minutes. Again, Brianna Chambers and the ladies go down 75-66 in a bit of a heartbreaker. Penguins in the first half looked pretty good. Thought they'd pull this one out, frankly. FPU is just simply too tough coming down the stretch. And really, really did a number on the Penguins tonight. So we'll have the men's game for it in its entirety for you. Please stay with us on Penguin Radio. Men's game coming up next. Radio.dominican.edu.